me to have to worry about, mm-hmm. never thinking that it was going to be a big controversy, because it wasn't a controversy with other candidates and where did they get their clothes and who's styling their hair and all that. That was the double standard, too, that I talked about in the book.
Right. You also, in the book, on page 231, you talk about the fact that before the Republican convention, your entire family was being made over, and you write, why was the Palin family being made over for the 2 days of the convention anyway? With smiles on our faces, we asked, do we really look that bad? We felt like we were starring in an episode of What Not to Wear.
Yeah. I thought that, and I also thought, okay, this is like one of those relationships you have when we're young, and somebody says, oh, I just love you the way you are. Now let me change you.
But you went along with it, right? Obviously.
Yes. Obviously, yes. And it was practically speaking, a very nice, convenient thing to have clothes laid out for me that I got. I think, oh, how easy it is for a man then, especially a male candidate. They're wearing the same thing over and over again, and mm-hmm. gave me a lot of appreciation for what Hillary Clinton probably had gone through, too. With her candidacy, she had worked so hard and always has. We have a little bit of that extra challenge in front of us.
Because we got hair and makeup to do.
Yeah.
And you can't wear the same suit every day.
Exactly. So I would think that the male candidates have a little bit easier in that arena.
So you talk about the debate preparation. During debate prep, I've been given stacks of 5x8 index cards bound in rubber bands. On one side of each card, there was a question. And on the other side, there are a whole bunch of what most people would consider non-answers. Front of card, what is America's role in the world when it comes to global security? Back of card, Senator McCain and I are optimists. We love our country. And John has proven that more than any other leader in America. So you talk about extensively how you were told to stay on script. Were you surprised at how they were trying to, in many ways, control and force you to say things that you were not comfortable with?
Well, at the end of the day, I'm the candidate. And if ever I got sucked into that and allowed that handling of me to the detriment of the campaign, that's my fault. That's not their fault. They were just doing, I guess, what the staff was hired to do, and that was to write this script, though my team, the vice presidential candidate's team, my handlers, if you will, we never did really find that script, so we couldn't really stay on the script. But
then didn't several times they say to you, when actually you mentioned, when you were talking about pulling out of Michigan, and you said, I wish we'd stayed in Michigan, weren't you told then, Sarah, just stay on script?
Right, told afterwards, and that was always puzzling to me, because if I were to respond to a reporter's question very candidly, honestly, for instance, they saying, what do you think about the campaign pulling out of Michigan? And I think, darn, I wish we weren't. Every vote matters. Can't wait to get back to Michigan. And then told afterwards that, oh, you screwed up. You went rogue on us, Sarah. You're not supposed to be us. And my reminder to the campaign was, I didn't know we pulled out of Michigan. My entire VP team, we didn't know that we had pulled out. I'm sorry. I apologize. But speaking candidly to a reporter.
You heard it from
the
person.
Right, right.
Do you think in any way that if you had been allowed to be more of yourself and less scripted, that there would have been a different outcome?
Not necessarily. I think the reason that we lost, the economy tanked under a Republican administration. People were sincerely looking for change. They were quite concerned about the road that America was on with our economy. They did not want more of the same. They did not want status quo. And I think, unfortunately, our ticket represented what was perceived as status quo. So I don't think that I was to blame for losing the race any more than I could be credited with winning the race had I done a better job as the VP candidate.
Okay. We'll be right back. Mm-hmm.